Welcome to the Triangle Podcast. This podcast is for members of Fort Smith's First Baptist Church. Our host, Janet Addison, will talk with Pastor Greg and others about how being involved in the life of our church can help stretch your transformation triangle. The transformation triangle represents the three foundations of spiritual growth: our identity in Jesus, our relationship with Him through prayer, Bible study, and faith choices, and our ministry to others. We'll explore ways to deepen your walk with Jesus by strengthening and stretching the legs of your triangle.
Hello, church family, and welcome to this episode of the Triangle Podcast. Pastor Greg here with you. I am all, you guys know how I love it when Janet lets me have the steering wheel. So it's really fun to be here, but it's great. I'm leading the discussion today in our Triangle Podcast because I have two awesome, super duper, and they tell me they are experts guests on today's Triangle Podcast.
Experts.
That is the voice of expert Pastor Jake Zaludicki.
What's up, brother?
Works in our student ministry. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. By the way, it is awesome seeing your wife in the praise team.
Man, we're loving it.
It was very cool.
It is very fun seeing her up there.
It was very cool. Yeah. You can do whatever you want, but you have to leave her.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Sounds good. We love her. She's doing a great job. It's awesome. And my other top-notch expert I have with me is Pastor David Skorupa. Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I got to give Jake a 20 here to do the advance work and call us experts before we even came into the room.
That's right. You're welcome, Dave. You're welcome.
That's great. Well, as we talk about stretching triangles and how we get involved today, I want to talk to these guys about our communication ministry here at the church. And we're going to kind of give you some updates of some things we're working on, but also we're looking to get more people involved. So we're here to
absolutely right
stretch some triangles, aren't we, guys?
Absolutely right. We need more people involved in communicating the good news that the church has for everybody.
Yes, we do. And God is good. There's a lot of great things that He is doing in our midst. And so we want to make sure we communicate those. Well, church family, as you know, Pastor Dave wears two hats for us. He is the pastor to our 60-plus group. But also, the other hat he wears is over all of our communications as a church. And I've had a number of you talk to me about how much you have seen it change in Dave's time here, and that has been a great thing. And Jake has done a great job working on those things in our student ministry and helping Dave with some camera work and some different things around. So it's great to have you two guys here to talk a little bit about that ministry and why it's important for us and how people can get involved. So Dave, let's start with you. Why don't you just give us a little bit of a quick update, just kind of a quick overview on some of the big things that you are working on with the people who are also involved with you. It's not just you. There's a team.
That's right. There's a team, and it's a growing team.
It is. And you've got lay folks involved already.
Lay folks, staff folks.
Yeah. We got tech people working with you on stuff. So why don't you give us a quick sort of overview of some of the big things that we're working on?
Okay. Well, the big lift pieces are things that, the website, let's start there, for instance. Will Boyd and staff did a great job getting us into a place where we were able to take the current website and fine-tune it a little bit, make it a little bit more focused on carrying a steady calendar of what happens from week to week around here. We were able to go in, remove some content that was a little outdated, made the website a little bit slow on some machines. It's a little more responsive now than it used to be. And at the same time we were doing that, we have started work on creating a new website, what is called a seeker-friendly, event-driven website that has sort of one of its main focuses, making it easier for someone who is just trying to get information about the church and find out where they can interact with the church for the first time. That website's going to be very focused on the first-time visitor, the man, the woman that wants to bring their family here to First Baptist. Where do they go? Where do they park? What door do they come in? How do they get their kids connected with preschool or children's ministry or student ministry before they even walk in the door?
Well, it's important for us to always remind ourselves that our first-time visitor is not somebody who came to the campus. they checked us out on the website. They wanted to know where the campus was, what it looked like, when to come to church, what does a service look like, can they preach, what's the music like, what happens with my kids, what are available for them. And so our first-time visitor visits online. So
that's a great approach
to that.
Yeah, that first-time visit has already occurred before they come into the building. They have visited us online. They've checked out our social media feeds. They have looked at a service that's been recorded and that they can play. They've maybe even gone so far as to check out the Triangle podcast and see what the church is talking about. So, yeah, that first visit has occurred before they ever put foot on the campus.
Yep. So there's really never a time that we're not going to be tinkering with, developing, engaging that website, always moving it forward, finding new ways to engage people. And then we also want to make sure that it helps our church folks know how to get stuff.
You know? Yeah, that's the part two. The part two on a website is you've got to have that site for the people who've been here, who are looking for information or they're trying to confirm something that they think they know. You've got to have that stuff that we currently have in good amount on our current site. But really, the main difference between the site that we're building and the site that we already have is going to be the focus on the first-time visitor.
Yeah, it's great. So that's good. What else are you working on?
We're also, we've been ramping up social media. You know, Will Boyd did a great job in getting us set with website and social media, got those platforms created, was putting content on there. We've been increasing the amount of content that we've been using on Instagram and Facebook. We post several times a week, and the content is a mixture of informative, event-driven content. And it's also, and Jake has played a great part in this, we've also really upped the amount of photography content that is present there. You get to see the faces of First Baptist, the families of First Baptist. You get to see what life is like through that particular camera lens. And Jake and other photographers, whether it's, Brother Bobby's here in the room with us. He's taken a lot of photos that we've ended up using on social media, Charlene Day, Pastor Matt, and let's see, Callie Wood were taking some photographs that we've used in the last few months. We had volunteers like Linda Fulmer sent me a bunch of photos that we used very recently for the National Day of Prayer. Madison Walters, who's one of our top photographers, I think, because she really brings a real nice young approach to the photography that it's hard for an almost 60-year-old like myself to get through a camera phone. You know, it's really nice. We've got this great mixture of people from multiple generations taking photos of life around First Baptist, and we're sharing it out there on social media. We've seen the number of interactions on our posts rise significantly over the last 5 months, to the point now where I'll give an example from real life that happened earlier today. We had some photos from the opening of our new drop-off parking area. Now, you would think, well, how exciting is that? You know, it's basically a covered structure that cars come in during the rain. Well, we put that up, and as of our recording, we've already had over 40 interactions that we are able to track with that. And so what we see is we are engaging more consistently and with greater results on our social media. And a lot of people are involved in that success. And it's really great that Will set us up in a way where we were able to build on that and enjoy what we're seeing today.
Yeah, we are grateful for his ministry and all he's done. It continues to bear fruit for us. And then you guys have picked that up. You know, when you came and we started talking about communications with the church, we explained to them that that there are really two focuses that we have on this. There is the outward face of the church, which is where things like things going on student ministry and pictures of people, and there's the day yesterday, and folks were baptized, and the joy of that ministry that goes on. That is presenting the face of the church to people who are not a part of the church, to the community and the public, introducing ourselves to them and creating some sense of life and the fruit of Jesus in our body. And then the second thing we're doing is information flow within the body. So everybody's on the same page. We know what date this is, or we canceled because of the rain, our dinner on the grounds deal with the food trucks and all that, and moved it to May the 19th. And so you got to communicate all those things to people. They want to know when camp is and all that kind of stuff. So we're working on both of those tracks, and that the images really help us in that forward facing, what the community sees. And
yeah, it really does make a big difference when the community, as we said before, when they make that first visit to us and they're doing it digitally, they want to see who are the people that are going to this church. Even if I don't know their names, even if I don't know where they live, I want to see what life in the church looks like. Mm-hmm. And we've been getting great content going out that way. And yet at the same time, we are continuing with our reaching the people in the church with the information they need on a regular basis, you know, and that's been very productive for us.
It has. And we were getting better at that before, but since our new staff guys like you and Jake have joined us, you guys have really brought a lot to the front in showing who we are and showing life in the church. And Jake's done a great job in that, because that's the world you live in. Students look at that. You came from college, BCM ministry, young adults. That they really work from that, don't they, Jake?
They do. In fact, it's cool to see, and you know, we hear it a lot that the Gen Z group spends way too much time on their phones, and that's a reality that I don't know if will ever change. In fact, I could probably admit that I spend probably way too much on my phone and social media as a whole. But it is an outreach opportunity that the church can turn that towards glorifying God and showing those pictures of what the church looks like. And so that's been our goal with our student ministry and our pages, putting out content that not only gives a snapshot of what it looks like and how fun it is, but then there's also truth in that where we take clips of our sermons. We take some information in. We talk about our series that we're going on and so on like that. Because the reality is students, college kids, yes, the website is important. And I fully think there's an age gap in there where certain age, well, their first go is I'm going to the church website. Whereas the younger group is more likely to say, well, what does their Instagram look like or Facebook look like? And as goofy as that sounds, that's where we're at. And I know I've looked at church pages left and right. Our students, they see an impact on that. And so that's what we just want to make sure, that it looks presentable, it looks nice. I probably am a little too serious about it in a sense that, but it's been good. It's been a lot of fun. So.
Well, and it is vital because everybody comes to the church through a different portal, you know, a different door, front door, if you want to say it that way. And that front door that you are working with, and students, familiarity with college ministry and college students because of your time at the BCM and all that, it's important to speak that language, and it's important to be, you know, connected there and show the life that they're looking for. You know, and as you study these social media things and all of that, what you learn is kind of what you're talking about, Jake, that every generation has a particular go-to front door, if I can use that picture, into the church through social media and through webs and all that. That what was formative in the time when they were being connected in their generation, that becomes the first place that they look. It doesn't mean that they pick up new ones, but that is the place of comfort for them. And so you have a generation that websites are their thing, and that's where they go. And then you have a generation that it's Facebook, and that's what they grew up on. That's where they engaged. And then every, you know, generation or so, you have another platform. So you have Gen Zers who are working in through Instagram. And what you read now is kids and students, they're using YouTube as a search deal, as a watching video deal and all that. Their parents will let them use YouTube where they won't let them have, you know, Snapchat or some other kind of thing. So this generation of elementary school kids, they're growing up being used to YouTube. And so if you're going to speak to every generation, you have to have a presence. If you want to think about the doors in the church, you need a greeter at every door.
That's right.
And so when we have an Instagram account, when we have our website that functions well, we have our Facebook activity, those YouTube places, those things are like greeters at the front doors for all these different folks who come to the church in a different pattern. Well, you really have brought some life to some of the pictures and stuff. And I was watching you last night. We're recording this on Tuesday. Last night was the Southside concert, and it was fun to watch you doing some cool things. You enjoy doing that, don't you, Jay?
Man, it's one of those things. My wife is getting very pregnant right now, and I decided that in the pregnancy, I'm going to pick up a new hobby with a camera. I don't know why I did it, but it happened, and so it's been a lot of fun. In fact, heads up, you will see me around on Sundays and Wednesdays and these events taking pictures. And my favorite pictures are ones that you're smiling in. And so make sure you have a smile on your face. Look happy to be at church, you know. Just know I catch everything. There's a chance. So, but yeah, we've enjoyed it. It's been fun. The students, in fact, it's been kind of cool. They love pictures, whether that's the narcissism feeding in, you know, to tease or what, but they're the vanity of it. So they love pictures. Well, on the flip side, when they get posted or their picture comes up, they feel like they're on cloud nine, like they are at the top. Oh my goodness, my church posted me. Or even better, not only the student page, but the big church page just posted me on there. Like, they're going to start sharing that out to their friends as well. And then on the flip side, then students on the outside are saying, okay, well, hey, there's some students at that church.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's going on there. And then they dive deeper. And so it's been a lot of fun. I'm loving taking the pictures, though.
It's great. And it really is. It's a great picture of our church because we are students, and we're seeing students saved, and that ministry is growing, and it's college students, and it's senior adults and 60-plus, and it's people that look like Dave and I, you know. And it's everything in between. And so to communicate that whole picture of life in the church and just that joy of being a part of our church and what God's doing is very cool. And it gives us a powerful way to express that. So,
yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things where people can be helping us. If you're listening right now and you are following us on Instagram or Facebook and things like that, maybe you're one of those people that will see a picture and you'll hesitate before you'll click the fact that you like it. And you may have your reasons for that, but just know that every time you click that and say that you like it, you are increasing the likelihood that someone else is going to see that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a lot of ways, we have some people who I can count on them to like a picture. I could put a picture of an apple on Facebook and not give it any context whatsoever. And I know there's going to be at least one or two people that are going to click the fact that they like that because they know that by doing that, they're helping us out. And so I'm unashamed to ask people, yes, if you see our content and it moves you in any way, shape, or form, click the like. Help us build the possibility that someone else will see that shot.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that because this is the Triangle Podcast, and often we're talking about stretching people's triangles, and that means getting involved in either, as we think about the three legs of the triangle, helping them deepen their understanding of their identity in Christ and as a member of the body of Christ. And then that's the bottom leg. And then the two top legs are our relationship with the Lord. And that grows through prayer, Bible study, and faith choices, and then ministry, serving. And so this is a great opportunity to be involved in serving. And it's a great opportunity for everybody to get involved in serving. And so we want to talk a little bit about that. But here's one of the things I want you to think about, church family, as we talk about this. Anytime you have a major ministry of the church, and certainly how we present ourselves to the community, tell the community who we are, we're people of Jesus, there's life here, there's love here, all of those things, that is an ongoing, high-level, important part of our strategy of reaching people, of connecting people, of communicating the gospel throughout the River Valley. Well, you have to be able to sustain ministries like that. You can't just start it and get all excited and then it die off, because if it was a key enough for you to start it, you need to be able to keep it going. It needs to have a life to it. For example, the prayer ministry. I'll explain it that way. Our prayer force. Yeah, that's not a one-time deal. We don't just start it and then like we just sort of forget about it and let it die on the vine. It's vital to who we are and what we do, and it needs to keep going. Our communication ministry is the same way. And so it's important, we've talked about, let's find ways to get our church involved, to engage in this ministry. It makes it sustainable. It makes it more powerful. People are liking and sending. It's our people who are interacting in the church, all over the church. They see things that are happening in every nook and cranny of church life. And so it's a perfect place for people to get involved. And so Dave has mentioned we've gotten some people involved. So let's talk a little bit about that, how we can get people involved. So what are some of the platforms or ways that people can get involved?
Well, you know, the nature of mass communications has drastically changed over the last 20 years. It used to be that mass communications was something that was done primarily by professionals and people who made a career out of that. Well, the internet changed all of that, as we know, and now everyone basically has the ability to put out their own newspaper. And if you're going to...
Who knew an influencer would be a career,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And I'm not completely sold on that yet, personally. But nonetheless...
People that are making bank are, Dave.
Yeah, well, they are, Dave.
Well, that's a whole separate podcast right there. But anyway, you know, the idea is that if the realm of mass communications is now something the general public does... Well, the church is made up of the general public, and we want as many people as have an interest in that and who are able to take a picture. I mean, my word, all of us right now, if you're not able to see this because you're listening, but right now, Pastor Greg has his phone on the desk. My phone is on the desk. Jake has his in his hand. I see Bobby's over there. You know, we all four of us have cameras.
Yeah.
And we all four have cameras that are probably better than the digital cameras that you could buy cheaply just 20 years ago on our phones. So as nice as it is to have a group of people who regularly provide content, we don't have the ability to cover everything. And so when there's a Sunday school party going on, when there is something happening with your small group at the church, if you feel the need to take a picture, take it. Take it and let the people know that you're taking it. Say, hey, I want to take this and I want to take this picture and see if we can share it. Send it our way. You know, it would be a wonderful problem to have too many pictures to choose from to share about what's going on in church life,
mm-hmm.
taken by a wide variety of people. Ultimately, if we're going to communicate with everyone, then communication becomes everyone's job,
right?
To some degree or another.
Well, I think that's true. And we want everybody to send those things in. If you're in a ministry that you love, if you're in a place in the church, your Sunday school class, whatever, do that, send those in, have all those. You have no idea how much we need those pictures. For example, it's not just the posting on social media, but when we go to make a website and we need a set of B-roll camera pictures, that maybe we need a family or we need a Sunday school party or we need a life and we need to show this. We need to show real people, as Jake would say, they're laughing and smiling.
That's right. That's
preferably, right, Jake?
Preferably.
And
yes.
And so all of a sudden we have a whole lot more to choose from that's a whole lot more representative of the church. And so there's all kinds of layers of how those things are important to us in that deployment. And then, as you said, everybody can like and post and comment on those things. If you just take a minute and say, praise the Lord, or love our church, or whatever, all of a sudden it triggers algorithms and all that, that
right.
then expand the number of people that see it.
Yeah, and there is a science to algorithms, but since they change the algorithms regularly with all these social media places, it feels like you're doing alchemy more so than science. Jake's nodding his head. He knows what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
It's just very, very tricky. But the one thing that is consistent, regardless as to how they change the algorithm, the one thing that is consistent is when people are interacting with something, the algorithm opens it up and shows it to more people. That has not changed. And so, you know, being an advocate for the church and its social media posts, it may seem like a little thing. It's clicking a button, but it means a lot to us and getting the word out and making those connections with people who are looking for a church. those people that are, may have on their minds, hey, I think I'm going to see the churches in the Arkansas-Oklahoma border area. And if we have people liking our content, sharing our content, commenting on our content, you're increasing the likelihood you're going to get it in front of a pair of eyes that needs to see it.
Yep. It's incredible. And this is something that's not an age-driven deal. Students can do this, right, Jake?
That's right. In fact, it's been really cool. We've had a few students, they've noticed with my wife and I having a camera, they say, man, I want a part of that. I want to see what that's about. And so it's been fun getting students involved. You might have seen a few running around the church. I'm sorry if they've come up to you very close. They're still learning some of the technical sides, but we've been really encouraging students, especially with my philosophy of ministry. I want to give this away. You know, youth ministry is my job here. The camera side, I look at it as more of a volunteering aspect of what I'm liking to do. But then on the flip side, I want to be able to give stuff away. And so looking at that, anytime a student's, Jay, can I use this or can I take this picture? Luckily, our student ministry has a camera. That's not my personal one. So I'll give them that one. And I'll say, go take some pictures of families. Go take some pictures of people smiling, of hugging, greeting each other. Go take pictures of the choir singing and stuff like that. So getting all the different perspectives, even from the mind of a student, has been really cool to see. Whether I use the photo or not for my own or Instagram or media, like we were talking about, they're just having it has been so helpful to use, especially on days when we have no content. We're, you know, let's throw this out there. And so then also to add just to what Dave was saying about adding multiple photographers around or even with just your phone, it is it's interesting to see because we get so many different perspectives from people taking pictures. And so like myself likes to personally take pictures of every day, just people walking by or smiling or talking to each other. That's the angle I like to take, where others may say, hey, y'all look at the camera and smile, or they see it on this one way, one direction, and I see it a different direction. But then it kind of speaks on the church that there's so many perspectives going on one image here. And that it can taste to, okay, well, this generation likes these type of pictures, and they really love this area, or students really love this. And so it's just been cool to see. That's why we need it.
Yeah, there are preferences. Thankfully, there's enough overlap. And sometimes you get a picture that just appeals to everybody.
Yeah.
But one thing's for certain, the picture that is not taken is not going to be posted anywhere.
That's
so
right.
It's really great to see the students kicking in and helping us out.
Well, I love what Jake said about giving away ministry. That's what the triangle is. That's the whole point. It's illustrating why that matters. It is our spiritual life grows as we are growing closer to Jesus and our relationship, our identity is connected, and we're serving. And this is an incredible place for people to serve. And so you get students and they're taking pictures and all of a sudden they're paying attention to more things going on in the church than they would have. Their picture shows up. Either it was a picture of them or a picture that they took. That's my church. I'm a part of that. It's engaged. And so it really is a triangle matter for everyone to get involved. Now, we love that everybody involved, and we really need to keep growing in that church family. But there's also another level to that. There are certain things we need to do strategically as well as just the mass coverage of that. And so I know that we've talked about mention, but Dave, you guys have been building a cadre of people who are a little bit higher than just members of the church. Their commitment level is. They're jumping in with you to be a part of a team that we can deploy through things to make sure that we have the coverage we need. So tell us a little bit about how someone, what you're doing and how someone would get involved in that.
Well, you know, we all have different skill sets and we all have different levels of skill in our skill sets. And there are some people who God has gifted with a genuine photographic eye. And they are able to take a picture that when you see it, you're like, wow, that really looks great. And I'll just go ahead and mention Madison Walters, for example. She's an excellent photographer, has a wonderful eye for capturing not only angle, but light and composition, and her photos really do sing. Jake is quite an accomplished photographer. So let's see if I can turn him red here while I'm talking.
Not a chance.
Yeah, he's Jake.
He told us he was an expert. He said he was.
Yeah. He did tell it, but Jake
Humble
is.
Humble is my middle name.
Yes, Jake is also very gifted with photography. Charlene and Bobby also have great photography skills, and so there are always going to be those people that have that we're going to try to aim them at particular events that are going on at the church because we want to get that quality shot. But when we move on with this, you know, there's other people out there that may have skills with website content development, and that the ability to make a good web page or a good web post. We may have people that are skilled with writing, who are able to put words to paper in a way that it doesn't require a lot of heavy editing. We have some people that are skilled with editing. That's one of my greater skills is editing content and polishing content for publication. And really what we're looking at as a church, since mass communication is now something that everyone's involved in, we need to build a team of people who have specialized skills and who will self-identify as, hey, I've got some background in this. I've had some experience in this. I've worked in this field before. What can I do? Between the website development and once the website is development, we're going to have to maintain it and we're going to have to add content to it. When we put a post together, that post has to look good on a large screen, and more importantly, it has to look good on a phone, and it has to be able to be shared with people across social media. There's a lot of gears turning in the arena of communications, and I know a church as large as ours in a town as large as Fort Smith, that there are people out there who have skill sets, but they don't they haven't made the connection yet that God has given you that skill set, and now we have an opportunity to employ you with that to grow your triangle and have you become someone who is using the skills that God has given for the purposes that God's called you to use them. What greater way to use your experience than to tell people about Jesus and the gospel?
Yeah. And I think so. It helps us to have this group of people. We can deploy them if we have an event like the food truck church fellowship deal on the 19th. If we have two or three people we can deploy in that event, we make sure we get good coverage and get specific coverage, even more than just the everybody taking pictures. We may have a women's event or a men's deal, or Friday we're going as a staff and some other volunteers and serve teachers at Darby. And there's just stuff going on all the time that it'd be great to have people. You know, Jake can't take pictures if he and Brad are teaching and running Wednesday night, but we can have some people go in there and help do that. And so it helps us to have some strategic people to do that. Also in that strategic group, we love to have somebody from preschool area and somebody from children's area and somebody from student area who can be that lead person or let us know what's going on or be seeing and viewing that ministry that they're involved in from the perspective of, I love children's ministry. I want you to see what's going on. I love preschool ministry. I want you to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, a lot of times when an event is going on, the church staff is working the event. And to say, well, all right, stop working the event and grab a camera and start taking pictures. Well, that's just not a good flow. And it's not a good flow of work. And so that's really where the volunteers can make a tremendous difference in our coverage of anything that we're doing.
We also have some other things we'd like to start doing. For example, we have a lot of incredible stories of what God is doing around the church, and it would be great to be able to tell those stories. We can send people in to talk about some of the benevolence things and co-closet things. We can send somebody on a bus with the bus ministry. We can put them in the worship setting where they're watching rehearsals and everything else and telling the story of how that works. And they're just limitless stories around the church, but it takes some people and man hours, if I can use that term, time to go do that, to capture that, to be creative and think through that. And so we'd really like to have just people who love to tell those stories. We can even help you and train you how to do that. But we just need people who can go capture those for us, that we can present within our church, look at what God's doing, so people are excited. And outside of our church, people can see, man, they care about people. They serve people. They take care of people. Jesus said, by this will all men know you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. And that ministry picture, the joy of people together, that literally is showing what Jesus said would be our name tag, that we have love one for another. And so we'd love to have some people that, you know, you'd just like to tell a story. You'd like to try it. You may be a writer and you need a camera person. We can connect them with you. You may be a camera person. If we have people who like to tell a story and who like to share, well, come on, let us work together and we'll help you put that together. If we can pull some of our folks together and start deploying them in this, it's amazing what God can do. Well, thank you guys for what you're doing, and thank you for helping us present God's love to the church in the way that you guys do. And church family, man, we are stretching your triangle. We'd love for you to come get involved. And if we gave Bobby the microphone, he'd probably have a list longer than ours of ways he'd love to get you involved. And so, because he's a part of that as well when we show videos and things from the church. So there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of opportunity here. And the great thing is, this stuff is way fun to watch, to capture, to be a part of, and you get credit in heaven for it being ministry. I can't tell you how good that is. Jake, Dave, thanks for being with me. Bobby, thanks for taking care of us. Church family, we're excited about telling those stories of what God's doing, and we are looking forward to you being a part of that with us. So church family, pray about getting involved. Look around and see how you can help. And church family, know that we love you, and we are looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for joining us for the Triangle Podcast. If you want to hear Pastor Greg's Triangle Sermon, the link is in the show notes. If you have comments about this episode or have a suggestion for future guests or topics, please email us at trianglepodcast@fsfbc.org. Also, check out our church website at fsfbc.org for the ministries and opportunities to get involved with Fort Smith First Baptist and stretch your triangle.